Today's share of Mr. Biryani thing went live on the way down to a lot. Unbelievable. We do yam, we do yoni all throughout the country, as you know. We've done it down in the Machtesh. We're going to do it on the way to a lot. We're going to do it in a lot. We've done it up north. Yeah. We've done it on Yam Liyam over the fish that we caught. And here we go on our way to a lot. And it's right before Purim, and how appropriate. Siman Tov Reish Sadi Gimel. Seder Tfilas Purim. And as you know, there are going to be a bunch of guys in a very heavy-duty raffle, 600-check raffle. Someone can get over this last Purim push. You can probably pull off towards a 750-shekel.
Be like Ving.
Could be like Ving. Ving Levy. Here we go. Tov Reish Sadi Gimel. Seder Tfilas Purim. So this is the tefillos of Purim. What you do, so as you all know, you start the Ma'ariv, and then you lay the Megillah. So here it goes. Aleph. Achar Kriyas HaMegillah Ba'arvis. After the Kriyas HaMegillah at Ma'ariv. And by the way, this year, everyone's going to be doing it the same night. So that's Thursday night. Achar Kriyas HaMegillah Ba'arvis. Oimer. V'ata Kadosh. After the reading of the Megillah, so we don't go straight to Aleinu. We say the Atah Kadosh. Imchal b'Motzei Shabbos, and if Purim falls out of Motzei Shabbos, Omer v'Noam kodem v'Atah Kadosh. You say v'Noam kodem Atah Kadosh. It happens to be a machlokes, and that's why he puts down. You say v'Noam. Same thing with the Ramah. The Ramah says Agav v'Oimin v'Yitei Lecha. Ramah says he also say v'Yitei Lecha. I don't know how many guys say v'Yitei Lecha. Some of you might still be in shul that actually do it. But it happens to be a very nice, important tefillah that the person should really say. It's Kedai. It's about Parnasa, getting all different tefillahs relating to Parnasa, Kedai, for the next couple of minutes, every Motzei Shabbos. Anyway, go ahead and bring the Yitei Lecha. Okay, so let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sipat and Aleph. Achar Kriyas HaMegillah. By the way, for those of you who are first-time Yomi guys, probably almost all of you guys are not first-time Yomi guys. It's probably 90% of you are Yomi Kavers, and the rest are, you know, probably everyone probably started at once and said, ah, too many small words on the bottom. Aleph, Achar Kriyas HaMegillah, Ayin the Magen Avram. He says, check out the Magen Avram. Shevetzadeh, the Achar Shmona Esrei. So he said like this, it's something very strange. I don't know if anyone ever noticed this. At the Ma'ariv of Purim, very unique situation going on. You have Achar Shmona Esrei, after Shmona Esrei, Omer Kaddish Shalim Tiskabel. So right after Shmona Esrei and Ma'ariv, you say a full Shmona Esrei with Tiskabel. Now you have to understand, Tiskabel is a tefillah that we say after Shmona Esrei. It's like a bakasha that our tefillahs will be accepted. So that comes right after Shmona Esrei. In fact, the big question is, let's say in Shachris, why do we say Tiskabel only after Asherei Valetziyam? So the truth is, it's all really connected up to the tefillah of Shmona Esrei. Although we're going to see today, there are those that actually say that the Tiskabel actually can connect to the Ashrei and the Yavalat Tziyam. But anyway, so that's what you do. When it's from Ashrei, Kaddish Shalim with Tiskabel. V'chein Kassav Eliyahu Rabbah, V'yachar Amiras V'yatar Kadosh, and then you lay the Megillah, and after V'yatar Kadosh, She'omrim, that you say, Achar Kriyas HaMegillah, then Yomar Kaddish Shalim below Tiskabel. You say Kaddish Shalim without Tiskabel. Very unique situation. Usually, the only one that says Kaddish without this Gabel is someone who's saying a Kaddish Yasak. But here we have a Kaddish that the Shliach Tzibur is saying without this Gabel. What's the reason? Because since you already said the Kaddish Shalem with this Gabel, you no longer have a Kaddish that's connecting up to the Shmona Esrei. So you say a Kaddish Shalem after Viata Kadosh without this Gabel. So if you go for an entrance to Bechina to, let's say, Katz Kailo, if Shaft likes to ask these types of questions, he can ask you, when does a non Yasom say Kaddish without Tiskabel? And you'll go, I don't know. Now you know. Tiskabel is not said in the Kaddish Shalem after Yatzar Kadosh, even by the regular Shliach Tzibur. The Eliyahu Rabbah Kasav, however, the Eliyahu Rabbah writes, the Yuchal Tamkein Lomar Tiskabel. The Eliyahu Rabbah says,
you can also say Tiskabel. What you could answer is,
I happen to be learning like the Eliyahu Rabbah. I say Tiskabel both times. What's the pshat in the Eliyahu Rabbah? The pshat in Eliyahu Rabbah is that really there is a Tiskabel that can connect up to what's called the Sidra de Kedusha, Batak Kadosh, and therefore it's meaningful to say Tiskabel a second time. Yachsu Tiskabel, as he says, Al Tfila de Seder Kedusha. And the Tiskabel will connect to the Seder Kedusha of Yatta Kadosh. The first Tiskabel on the Shemoneh Esrei, and the second one on the Yatta Kadosh. Shachris, Yomer, Chatzi Kaddish, Acha Shemoneh Esrei. On Shachris, however, you do the normal Chatzi Kaddish that you say after Shemoneh Esrei. Right? Every time you have Kriyas HaTorah, there's always first a Chatzi Kaddish after either Shemoneh Esrei or after Tachlun. Here there's no Tachlun on Purim. So you have a Chatzi Kaddish right after Shemoneh Esrei. And then you go into the Megillah. And then you have L'Achar Seder the Kedusha. You'll have the Kaddish Shalem in Tisgavel. You have the Kaddish Shalem with Tisgavel. Now obviously you can all ask, why don't they just do that at night? You have a Chatzi Kaddish. Like you do, let's say, for example, on a Shabbos. You have first a Chatzi Kaddish. Then you have Minoam. It's a good Kasha. That's for Ian Shear, not for now. You move right there. Ramah. Hagah. V'yomim v'yitein lecha. So the Ramah says, you also say v'yitein lecha. You might say Shabbos. Mr. Brewer, Sifkat Beis. Achar Abdallah. After Abdallah. They used to say Abdallah in Shul. After Aleinu. So they'd have Abdallah. And, or really before, it would be Abdullah before Vayitei Lecha. The Abdullah who Achar Seder Kedusha Kamo Rishayim Mitzvah Shana. They would have Seder Kedusha, Abdullah, Vayitei Lecha, and then Aleinu. Masha Kasav V'Karu Kasav Korim HaMagila U'inyin V'Nei Atzma. And then now he's referencing, you go back to the Ramah. Ramah then says V'Karim HaMagila V'Achar Kach Mavdilin. So it sounds like you read the Megillah after Vayitei Lecha. It doesn't make any sense. So he says, no. Karim HaMagila. So that's an inyan b'fnei atzma. They're saying that you have the Megillah, you read the Megillah, it's a separate issue. You read the Megillah and then you have Havdalah after the Megillah. Why do you have Havdalah after the reading of the Megillah? Why don't you should say Havdalah first? It's Motzei Shabbos. Say Havdalah and then read the Megillah. So Shibra says, Yachakach Mavdilin, Kol Ma Sheyesh La'acher Esa Havdalah B'Yitziyah Sayom. Whenever you have the ability on a Motzei Shabbos to postpone the Abdullah and extend Ki'ilu the Shabbos, even though it's really Shabbos is over in the sense that you're laying the Megillah and you said Atah Fanatano in Shemoneh Esrei, but there's an Indian of postponing the Abdullah. So therefore we push it off until after the Megillah. Sif Beis. Omer Alanisim Balaila Ubayom. So you say Alanisim in Shemoneh Esrei, you see it's in the Berachas Hamazon as well. We say Al Nisim at night, and also by day. Vimlo Amaro, and if you did, this is the Ramah adding, if you did not say it, Ein Machzirin Oso, you do not go ahead and repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Let's check out Mishnah Berurah on this. Sifkat Dalet, Balayla, Afilu Im Hikdin Lesbalal Arvis Kodem Tzeisar Kol Chavim. Even if a person went ahead and he davened Ma'ariv before Tzeisa Kochav. You saw the other day that there are actually opinions, actually Shulchan Aruch's opinion, that you could even go ahead and in the Evan situation, you could even lay the Megillah. But other poskim are very against that. You cannot lay the Megillah. Most poskim hold you can't lay the Megillah until nightfall. But there are opinions that you can lay the Megillah earlier. But everyone holds, as you know, that you can't daven Ma'ariv after Plaga Mincha if you daven Mincha before Plaga Mincha. So what happens if you're davening Ma'ariv on a regular Thursday night, but not Thursday night yet. It's Wednesday after Plag, and you're not going to be laning the Megillah until Thursday night. But Thursday after Plag, still day. Thursday after Plag, it's still day, and you're davening Ma'ariv. You're allowed to do that. If you're davening before Plag, so do you say Al Nisim Thursday by day after Plag, even though it's not yet? Not even Shkia yet. So, you say Alan Nisim. How do you do that? He says you can. Afilu, look what he says. Afilu mikdim lizbal arvis koydim teitzak ochav. Even if you're davening Ma'ariv before teitzak ochav. And that's l'chayra, even after Plag. So the answer is that even according to the opinions that say you can't lay the Megillah until nightfall, until teitzak ochav, Alan Nisim is a chelak of Yishmoneh Esrei. So since you could already do the Shmoneh Esrei of Ma'ariv after Plag HaMincha, so the Al Nisim is appropriate during that tefillah. And if you forgot Al Nisim, Ein Machzirin Oso, You do not have to go ahead, Sif Kafin Hey. You don't have to go ahead and repeat the Shmona Esrei. Ayeg La'el, Basimun Tov, Reish Pei Beis, Sif Aleph. What did Bingan Neinu, he's referencing back that the way it works with Al-Nisim is if you did not yet say Baruch Atah Hashem, you did not yet say Hashem, you go back and you say Allah Al-Nisim. If not, once you said Baruch Atah Hashem, that's it, you blew it. And you do not say Allah Al-Nisim, you would, and you could say some extra little tefillah, like you say in Harachaman, in later on in the Elokeinu Tzur, but that's it, you're done. You're done skis. And I'm sure, by raise of hands, there are many people here who have messed up and blown it, but this year, hopefully you will. You'll get Purim. It's not like Hanukkah, where you butcher Al Nisim a couple of times and make up the next one. Purim, you only got a couple of shots to say Al Nisim, so take advantage. We'll give you Al Nisim, Birkas HaMazon, and in the comments, Simon Tafri, Sadi Hey, Sif Gimel. When we get to Birkas HaMazon, Al Nisim is a little more interesting, a little more, believe it or not, it might even be more chamor in Birkas HaMazon, because it might, during the Suda, is the Chiyuv Suda. We'll see that we get up to Tafresh Sadi Hey. Well, right now we're just talking about the Al Nisim in the Shmoneh Esrei. So you say it by day and by night. We're not going to discuss this year. I hope the Rosh Hashiva discussed it. The Yomi guys already learned about it. This year is a unique situation for Al Nisim for the guys in the Vaseret, because you have what's called a Purim Meshulash. So when you say Al Nisim, let's give you a little hint. Chol days you say Al Nisim on Shabbos. Question is, do you say any other day? But Pashas, you say Al Nisim on Shabbos this year. We're not going to get into that right now. So then it goes on and says, "Ve'ein oimim al nisim rak biyom yidal." If you are a yidal guy, like us from Apik Shemesh guys, like the Givat Zev is also yidalit. So if you're a yidal guy, so you only say al nisim on yidalit. You don't say al nisim on Shushan Purim. Although Shushan Purim, you won't be saying tachnum, but you're not going to say al nisim. Amaloi b'tesvav, but you're not going to say al nisim on tesvav. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Avaloi b'tesvav, Sifkat Lav. Kevon she'ein shayav zeh lo'osayoi. Since what? Since it's only shayach to that day. Avalei shelo me'ein ha'ma'ira v'havi hefzik tila. Since it's not shayach to that day, the Al Nisim, it's not part of the me'ein ha'ma'ira, not part of me'ein ha'ma'ira, like alav yavai and all those things that you say in your tefillah. And it's going to be a half-second tefillah if you say Al Nisim. However, if you did say it, you don't go back. Still a sheichus on these days, as you know. And he says, "Krakim asveikis imhei mukafos b'chayma." So you have the cities that are a suffix, whether or not they are mukafos choma, whether they were walled cities from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. Some would hold actually Beit Shemesh is that way. Speak to Rav Ari Inkin. He always comes to my laning for you guys. I have laning for you guys on Tess above. So he holds it. I'm at Beit Shemesh. In fact, right where I moved to, right behind me, is a place called Yarmut. Nachal Yarmut. He holds there that there was a serious walled city going on over there. Anyway, so it's a suffix, whether it's Mukavas Chaimas. I'm in Al Nisim, but Tfilo Bishnei Yamim. So you say Al Nisim and you tefillah on both days, ain't that hefsek? And then that's for sure not going to be a hefsek. Why? Came in to be suffek, Omer. Since be suffek, you have to say Al Nisim on your dalet as well. That's not a problem at all. And even if tefillah, you should say Al Nisim. Except you just want to make sure that it's really a suffek. Don't just start making up stuff. Shachris mashkim in the base hamedrash. This is very important. People, fortunately, you get a little too trashed on the night before. Megillah reading of the day, because they went and they had the Megillah reading. For some reason, I think there's an need of getting trashed at night, after the Megillah at night. And they're not Mekayim, this very important thing of being Mashkim in the Beis HaMedrash. It's an Indian. Daven Vasikin. You try Daven Vasikin on Shachris, on the day of Purim. Ein lach leitz ha-tefillin, af shiz ba'al lukvar. Ad achar kriyas ha-Megillah. Also, you don't take off your tefillin, even if you already davened, until after Kriyas HaMegillah. Tidashinan Vikar. So saying Vikar. Eilu Tefillin, that refers to the Tefillin. And with this, we end today's Yomi, very special Yomi. And for all those who want to partake of next Yomi, that will not be on the bus, that will be in the digs. And have a great one. And may you all one day be Zeicha
to once again be a Yomi Gay.